You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
I was not intending on doing a show today, but we have to. Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I am your man on the ground, Isaiah Hole, publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group, and I was on the ground earlier. I figured if we did a show today, it was going to be talking about Will Johnson, who I spoke to at the Sound Mind, Sound Body Camp earlier today. I was there for about 5 hours. I only ended up talking to three people. And we will. I will play what Will had to say in the middle of this show. But we have to start out with the news that Zach Charbonnet is transferring away from Michigan. So I was obviously the person who had refuted that he was transferring before. Again, if this came from the most solid possible source, that was true when I spoke to that person in November. But things change. I spoke again to that person on the phone for about 20 minutes today after the news hit, after I'd had the article up, all that stuff. So I do want to give you a little bit of a disambiguation with what little I can share, just so you know kind of what's going on. It's obviously a huge blow to Michigan. He might be one of the best backs, or at least have the potential to be one of the best backs in the conference. And we've seen that based off of his freshman year, but he only had 19 carries for, 121 yards this year, which is a disservice that was placed upon him by the coaching staff. But I do want to do some disambiguation because I think that there is a need for some of that. Zuri clearly wants some because she's crawling all over me here, desperate for attention after I was gone all day. But first off, no, this wasn't necessarily this played a part from what I could gather, although I did not ask this explicitly. This is not necessarily about the fact that he only got 19 carries. That doesn't help. There was definitely frustration on that part because he was healthy for 5 of 6 games. And it was inexplicable. I was very open about how inexplicable it was. This was emphatically not about the Jim Harbaugh contract situation, nor did Harbaugh not signing his contract until a week and a half ago play any role in this. Because people like to say that, you know, well, if that would have happened, no, it wouldn't have changed anything. I'm not going to share much about our conversation because that's just not fair to the person who's relaying information to me. But what I'll say is sometimes things just don't work out. And had he gotten more carries, could this have still happened? Maybe. There's no way of telling because it is the nature of the beast. But it's that's what happened, right? Like things just, there's some frustration. It's not it is not a reflection necessarily on what happened in Schembechler Hall, from what I was told. Now, as far as the inside info, that's all I'm going to give you because I don't want to betray the confidence of my source. But what I will say is obviously it's bad news. He has all the opportunity in the world to be an all-class back. But Michigan just misutilized him. That said, there's no reason to start jumping out with torches and pitchforks because that the running backs room is the only room that I feel that you can suffer that type of attrition with. You can lose one of your best players in the running backs room and be okay. Because you still have Hassan Haskins, you still have Blake Corum, Donovan Edwards probably was, in my opinion, going to be the most talented running back as when he entered as a true freshman, regardless. And you've got Tavier Dunlap. So this decision, from what I was told, was not an easy one, and it was made today. This wasn't a foregone conclusion. There's a reason why it was made today. Again, I'm not going to share. It's nothing bad as far as Michigan's concerned as to why it was made today. But the decision was made today, and it was actually noble that this decision was made. As much as it might hurt, it might suck, it might not be a good scenario. But it is what it is, unfortunately. And Michigan's got to move on as Zach Charbonnet moves on. I expect him to land at an academic institution that stresses academics. That was a big reason why he wanted to stay at Michigan in the first place. But I expect him to land somewhere that is a solid academic institution that covets him and his running back style and what he's capable of a little bit more. Michigan, maybe they squandered a little bit, but I don't think that doesn't tell you the whole story is what I'm trying to say. And the Jim Harbaugh contract situation played a non-existent role in this decision made. So that is what it is. That's the truth. And Michigan will still have four backs coming into next year. And we'll see where they go from there. All right. So with that said, are you ready for some football? Because you know what? NFL postseason is heating the F up. It's amazing what's happening in the NFL postseason. Tom Brady, Chad Henne, getting it done. Chiefs, Buccaneers, Packers, and the other team, Bills. I lost it for a second, and I paid close attention to it. But there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. And, you know, you use it this week. AFC Championship, NFC Championship. It is going to be exciting. I can't wait to watch whatever the later one is. I don't know what one is the early and the later one. I'll only be able to see the later one, as I will be out of town. But don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. All right, so this is as good a time to tell you, and I'm going to tell you every day this week just so you know. I haven't even told the Locked On people this yet. I will not be having shows the first 3 days of next week. We'll probably do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There's a chance that I'll do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Depends on how wiped out I am. But I will be at Disney World, so there will be no podcasts. At the beginning of next week, no matter what happens, there will not be. I'm not bringing my computer with me, so it's not happening. I want you to know that. Manage your expectations like I try to. I don't do a great job of it all the time, but I try to. Sometimes things get away from me, and unfortunately, that's on me. I'm trying to get better about it. Anyway, all right, let's listen to what Will Johnson had to say. I spoke to him earlier today. And you can hear the whole interview right now, or you can read about it. You can do both. Video of this exact conversation is up on Wolverine's Wire. So I will share with you this. Then I'll share with you when I say gut feeling, it's not the same as Sam Webb's gut feeling. It's more of just how I feel the wind is blowing right now. It's more of a Steve Wiltfong crystal ball type situation, right? Here's how the wind's blowing. This is subject to change. Regardless, here we go.
All right, here with Will Johnson. Will, last time we talked, there were about five schools that were coming after you really hard. I know things are kind of starting to narrow, and you're looking to make a decision relatively soon. Can you walk me through kind of where you are right now with some of the schools that are pursuing you the hardest?
I think for Michigan, I think I need to see who the new cornerback coach is and see how their defensive staff turns out. Ohio State, I have a great relationship with them, and I like the stability of the program, the development, and all those things. So that's big. And then USC, I love Dante Williams. He's a great coach, cornerback coach out there, and I got to talk to him a lot. So those three are pretty big right now. I'm just trying to feel it out, see how I feel about it.
Now, I know that you were really close with Damani, and I know that you two got to spend a little bit of time, especially in Ann Arbor, just with some of the unofficial visits that you guys had together. How real is the idea of you two playing together? I know that a lot of people are saying USC might be his choice, but the other two schools are also in it. He's making his decision this weekend. How much does his decision impact what you're going to end up doing?
It impacts it pretty well. I mean, I know where he's going, and I know that we want to play together. So I think for me, it's just seeing if that's a good fit for me and getting to know those coaches and the other coaches that are recruiting me. So I think I just will have to see how I feel about everything real soon. And we do want to play together, and I do like the program he's going to, and I do like the coach that he's going to. So that's big.
Now, you just said as well about Michigan, you have to see what the new staff looks like. What's your first impression when you hear about them bringing in Mike McDonald from the Baltimore Ravens to be the new defensive coordinator?
I think it's great. They're going to have a lot of pro experience on the defense. So, I mean, for me, it'll be big to know who the cornerback coach is and who I'll be coaching me. So that's my next big thing with Michigan.
Assuming that Zordich isn't retained, how much of a big hit is that for you, considering the relationship you had built with Mike Zordich?
I think it's pretty big. I mean, I've had a great relationship with him for a while, so just trying to, whoever it is, I have to build another relationship with them and see how I feel about them and see how I feel about their coaching, development, their schemes and their techniques, all those type of things. So.
Does that put Michigan a little bit behind the eight ball since, like, you know, the other two schools have a little bit more stability and the fact that Michigan's kind of starting over in that light?
Well, I wouldn't say it puts them behind, but I think the hire is going to be very big in my decision. So whoever they do hire, that's going to be big.
Now, the fact that you had gotten on campus with some of these guys, and I know that, like, J.J. McCarthy and some of these others arranged some of this. How close have you gotten with some of those guys who are either now on campus as early enrollees or about to be, and some of the guys that are going to be in the 2022 class? How much of an impact has that made at all for just kind of the closeness of that group?
I think it definitely made a big impact because I do like what they're doing as far as recruiting now, and it seems like they're getting back up there with recruiting, so that's big. And I know if I go there, it'll probably help with their recruiting class too a lot. So, it's big seeing how well and close they are, and it was cool meeting those guys. So those recruits are big for me.
Devontae Miles said that he's working really hard to try to get you in the fold. Mm-hmm. What's your relationship with him? I know he's a 2022 guy, but he says that he really wants you at Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, I was just talking to him out there today, so, I mean, obviously he wants me to come to Michigan, but he wants me to do the best for me at the same time. So, I mean, if I come, he wants me to help build a class and continue to grow at Michigan if I do end up going there. So.
Right on. Thanks, Will.
All right, thanks.
All right, so that is Will Johnson. So here's how I feel about it. I would argue, based off of the crystal ball, the way things seem to be trending for Damani Jackson, who I have not spoken to, this is just paying attention from afar, that he will end up at USC. Speaking to some other people, I feel like that is likely to be the case. Do I think the package deal will happen? I honestly don't know. I don't think it will, though. If it seems like there's a school that's kind of leading right now, and I know Will's 24/7 sports crystal ball right now is 100% at Michigan, I kind of feel like Ohio State has all the steam, and I feel like that was the case over the summer. And I think Michigan has done itself a disservice in the sense of, and now you don't bring in or keep or change coaches strictly based off of trying to lure in one recruit, but I think, and you just heard what he said about Mike Zordich, but I mean, Mike Zordich did a great job recruiting him, talked to him constantly. So Michigan did itself a disservice by having to start over on that part, right? Like, you get rid of Don Brown, but here's the thing, though. they haven't gotten rid of Mike Zordich yet, according to they might have by now. But based off of a conversation that I had on Friday, it was he had not been informed that he is let go yet. That might be different now, right? Because Mike McDonald's been hired. But it certainly was a you don't hold your breath type scenario. So we'll see what ends up happening. I'm not holding my breath either that Michigan's going to retain him. Michigan needs to make a splash when it comes to the cornerbacks coach, and then it needs to get in on the Mike McDonald, or Mike McDonald needs to get in on with Will immediately. Now, Will didn't tell me this. He told my colleague Bryce Marich over at 24/7 Sports and EJ Holland over at Rivals had posted this on Twitter, I saw, but he had told him that he had already spoken to Mike McDonald, so that's Michigan's at least thinking about, hey, we need to get this guy in, which is really smart considering Mike McDonald got hired yesterday, Sunday. So that is good on them. But nonetheless, I would say the wind is blowing towards Ohio State. It can blow right back to Michigan if it makes that push. So we'll see what happens. Recruiting, like anything, is not fluid. And if the Zach Charbonnet thing tells you anything, I mean, it might tell you that I don't know what I'm talking about. But I assure you, I'm not going to come on here and say I know something if I don't know something. I think anyone who's listened to this podcast regularly knows that I'm very open about what I do and don't know. I don't pretend to know anything because that's stupid, in my opinion. I can tell you that I know some things, and there's a lot I don't know in general. Especially with Michigan football, but just in life, I'm not afraid of being wrong. But the whole point is, things change, especially in recruiting. Things can be one thing at one point, and they can be another thing at another point. One thing I want to add to the Zach Charbonnet thing, even though we're talking about Will Johnson, is that the reports that happened, I was told again from my source, there is no tie between the reports that happened over the summer, or not summer, but over the fall, and the decision that was made. Things change. As I've said before, sometimes you can be too close to a situation, and it can make you look bad from time to time. I'm not defending myself. I'm just telling you, it can make you look bad sometimes if you're close to it. You say, hey, here's what's happening, and things change. But that's life. Things change. That's what I probably should call this podcast. I'm not, though. Anyway, all right. I want to talk about the other couple things that have happened for Michigan and the tertiary Michigan stuff here for just a moment. In a moment. But first, I got to talk to you about Built Bar. Y'all know how much I love Built Bar. I have had, I think, 4 Built Bars over the course, maybe 5 over the course of the last couple days. Y'all know that it's something I swear by. I've put my money where my mouth is multiple times. So many delicious flavors. I had the toffee almond as well as the peanut butter brownie was incredible. I had that not too long ago, as well as there was like a caramel brownie type thing. Incredible. Low carb, low sugar, low calorie. High protein, not gritty. You don't need a bottle of water to wash them down. And you know what? If you tried Built Bar like a year ago, and you were middling, I'm telling you, try it again because they're getting better. I don't know what they're doing, but they are getting better. So go to builtbar.com, put in promo code Locked On, get 20% off of your next order. Builtbar.com, promo code Locked On. Let's go. All right, so we already talked about Mike Hart being added last week. Now we have Mike McDonald, who is the new defensive coordinator, linebackers coach from the Ravens. Hard to say what's going to happen. You have to imagine he's going to run a 3-4. That's basically all he's kind of known, having been at Georgia under Todd Grantham as a graduate assistant. Having been with the Ravens. So you have to imagine a 3-4 is coming, which is excellent news for Michigan if they can get the personnel to get those three up front. That's huge, actually, for Michigan, because you know what can stop a spread-oriented attack probably the best? Probably a 3-4 more than a 4-3. There's a reason why Don Brown went to a 3-3-5 often. It worked sometimes. But you're going to see some pattern matching. You're going to see lots of different interesting things, I think, coming out of Mike McDonald. But the thing is that we don't know, right? We don't know. How's he going to be in recruiting? We don't know, but we do know he talked to Will Johnson, so that's good news. How's he going to be in schematically? How's he going to be calling plays? We don't know. But one of the things that I was looking at, I think that people should have more faith, because people keep on being like, go for the big name. Go for Derek Mason, and who ended up at Auburn. But the funny thing about it is with Jim Harbaugh is he's had so many coaches that he's identified and brought in. Right? So Derek Mason had coached on both sides of the ball, but mostly before he got to Stanford, like he only had two roles where he coached, or I guess three roles where he coached on the defensive side of the ball, but mostly it was offensive. Mesa Community College wide receivers, Weber State wide receivers, Idaho State running backs, Bucknell defensive backs, Utah wide receivers, St. Mary's co-defensive coordinator, New Mexico State wide receivers, Ohio wide receivers, Minnesota Vikings assistant defensive backs, then Stanford, defensive backs, co-defensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, Vanderbilt as the head coach, now Auburn defensive coordinator. You have to feel like that's a Jim Harbaugh identification to some degree. You look at a lot of the coaches that he had, and you know, just because you always have those people that are like, you know, go get someone established. And he did that with Don Brown. Right, like you go to CFB stats, you see who's got the number one defense in the country. It's Don Brown. Okay, we'll bring in Don Brown. You know that very well. That was kind of a no brainer. But you look at some of the other people, and I had this written down before, but I lost it unfortunately. I'm gonna look it up again, and I just won't have all of the notes that I had before. But there's a lot of guys that he had that weren't necessarily household names before he brought them in. I mean, some of them were, but like David Shaw wasn't really a household name. He came up with Harbaugh from San Diego to Stanford. So there's that. DJ Durkin had been something of a household name because he had been at Florida, but came to Harbaugh. Came back with Harbaugh, rather. I mentioned Derek Mason. Willie Taggart was at Western Kentucky before he came to Stanford. Vic Fangio was, I can't remember which one it was, Vic Fangio or Greg Roman, who one of them had a lot of experience and the other one didn't have a lot of experience before Harbaugh. I think it was Greg Roman. So, I mean, even Tim Drevno, I know he hasn't been exactly that great. But nonetheless, Harbaugh at one time was really good at identifying talent. He has a very clear coaching tree. Jed Fish is part of it. Jed Fish is now the head coach at Arizona. For better or worse, DJ Durkin is part of it. David Shaw is part of it. Derek Mason is part of it. Willie Taggart is part of it. Bill Polian is part of it. Scott Schaefer is part of it. So, and heck, Vic Fangio and Greg Roman, Pep Hamilton, all part of the Harbaugh tree. So before you just trash it saying like, well, we don't know. Clearly, Harbaugh knows how to pick assistants. Don Brown was great for a minute. Pep Hamilton had a little bit of success at Michigan. One of the best 2 years at Michigan was a Pep Hamilton offense. So he's usually been pretty good about identifying talent on the coaching side. We'll see if they land any of the other guys. Christian Robinson looked like he was coming in. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Florida's trying to keep him. Michigan's trying to get him. And we'll see who some of these other guys are that he ends up bringing in. The thing is, things look bad because this last year was bad. Doesn't mean it can't go up, but also doesn't mean it can't go down. That's the truth of it. All right, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you. Talk to you soon. Peace.